Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. This will be a first in the series of questions that we'll have those who listen to our podcast send into us. And what we'll do, probably every 3 to 4 weeks or so, is put a subject in our podcast which relates to a particular question audience members or somebody listening to our podcast has. And just so happens this week, a lot of the interest that we had in the podcast was related to what makes a brand. What makes a brand not only sustain its success for a long period of time, but what actually makes a brand? Interestingly enough, that's a question that's very hard to answer, but very hard to also execute. A lot of people would love to be a brand, and in many instances, when I'm talking with companies or entrepreneurs, they all say, what does it take to become a brand? I think I'm a brand, or I would like to be a brand. All of these are valid questions, but each one of these requires a sustained execution of a foundational plan. And as I tell these companies and people that Liquid Mind Incorporated works with, is it first takes what we call a foundational pillar plan built around a structure and a foundation of vision through execution. And what are the pieces of these puzzles? What are the pillars that we work with each one of our brands? Really, four areas come out when you talk about a brand. First and foremost is the product itself. You have to be best in class in your product in order to be classified as a brand. As we've discussed before, and I've talked with brand owners, company owners, is you can either be good, better, or best. And what we talk about in being a brand and the brands that I've been associated with and those that I work with are all premium or best level brands. And they all start with a commitment to a vision. A vision built around foundational pillars, which of those pillars, the first is product. And to have best-in-class product, you have to have great creators. And as many brands have done, finding a creator that not only has an imagination for building great breakaway products that set them apart from the competition, but doing it consistently, being able to project the future of what is needed when people don't know when they need it is a plan for success. So when a brand is looking at product, they're looking at being able to set the standard in their category and be the leader and not the follower. So finding a way to execute a product plan as a brand is of primary importance. This is reflected on many different levels. The importance of having a proper vision through a product plan is then reflected as the brand is commercialized and sent out into the marketplace and is a reflection of your positioning. If you're truly best in class, this should be reflected in your product, not only in how it functions, but also how it's marketed. What I always say as well is a premium brand many times sells a lifestyle as much as it sells a product. But if you're selling a lifestyle, a premium brand, and you're marketing towards that positioning, the product must reflect the performance that you're showing in your lifestyle positioning. So product would be the first pillar when you're looking at what makes a brand. But the other piece that goes hand in hand with product and being best in class is having those creators. Those creators that have the imagination and the ability to see the future of where this category is going before your community knows they need it. This creates that supply and demand strategy, which is so successful for so many brands, is finding a way to anticipate the future need of your consumer before they need it. that falls in the laps of your creators, those that are designing the product and building the future of your brand, that can then build the weaponry and ammo that the marketing team is going to utilize to convey that to their customers, communities, and those also not to be forgotten inside the company. A reflection of the company and the other foundation in order to what makes a brand beyond product and beyond creators is what they call a culture. Many people join brands or companies because of the culture as much as the product. The product is a result of great creators and leaders with a vision to stick to the positioning and ensure seamless execution and commercialization of their products. But culture is something that's earned with a brand. Many times when I talk with brand owners, they don't quite understand how to build a culture. This is something that inherently is earned through how you position your product, how you create your product consistently, day after day, year after year. Those brands that you find are successful are the ones that have built these foundational pillars and execute it seamlessly, not only for years, but for generations. So you'll find three main pillars and foundations to what creates, builds, and grows a brand through a vision executed through creators that build great product, and then the culture that is earned through how you positioned your products, as well as sticking to your vision and ensuring in whatever you do that your foundational principles stay intact as a brand and that you never sell out and are always consistent in your messaging and what you convey to those outside the four walls of your building, as well as, and even more importantly, to those inside the four walls of your building. So having a vision executed through creators, product, and culture that is built through that strategy and execution, the fourth pillar, which is a culmination of all three of these, is called positioning. And positioning is something that overlays all three of these foundations. You must understand, as a brand, in order for you to be a brand and be called a brand, you have to stick to your vision, your foundational positioning of the brand, the product, who you're selling to, who the brand is, what the brand does, where the brand plays, how the brand executes, and why the brand exists. These all need to be easily understood, conveyed through a lifestyle that your consumers can engage with and join the brand. This is something that what you're seeing as a transition right now in the digital marketplace is the ability to communicate on a global scale with consumers that fit your demographic, those you can communicate with, those that aspire to be a part of your culture, a part of your brand, wear your products, and also feel like they're part of your community, even though they're not inside the four walls of your building. So what is a brand? Many times this is earned. It's earned through sustaining your vision, sticking to your principles, and executing seamlessly, as we talked about, but also being authentic. Authentication with a brand needs to start at the top. Without the dedication of having someone at the top of the brand that understands, first and foremost, the vision, also can support those to properly execute that vision and stick to the core principles of the brand through their product, culture, positioning, and supporting their creators to ensure that these visionaries are able to build what is right for the brand long term. This is authentication, and this is many times where brands who are not brands fall short. They're not authentic, or they don't stick to their core foundational principles, whether it be through distribution, an inferior product, or communicating something that is not right or what the brand stands for. Any of these can kill the brand equity as well as the trust and loyalty of your community, which is a crucial lifeblood for a brand long term. So having the ability to not only be authentic in how you message, what you say, and what you do, and have that reflected in your actions is a core principle and success strategy of brands that have sustained their positioning as well as their success for generations. So authentic positioning, authentic values, and values where you don't compromise. As soon as a leader of a brand compromises on values that have been conveyed to those inside the company or the brand, loyalty and trust degrade. And this is the start of a brand that will fall not only in their category, but also as a company. So being able to sustain this vision and having the ability to build the culture that's earned. You can't buy a culture. When we look at a brand and its products, you're selling those products through a lifestyle positioning and best level product category. So never forget, when you're trying to build a brand, this is earned. It's earned through your ability to sustain greatness in product, the ability for you to attract great creators, those with the vision to know where your brand and where your product needs to go long term. Having an understanding of that and someone who backs those creators and someone who sustains that vision and builds that culture is one that will build a great brand. And these great brands sustain success for generations. So for the ability of you to sustain these foundational principles, as soon as you compromise any of these, product, culture, positioning, creators, and don't properly execute, this is when the foundation starts to crumble. There's been many brands that I have seen that were once brands and that have tried to rebuild trust, rebuild loyalty with those customers they were selling before as a premium brand. And most, if not all, have been unsuccessful in that attempt. So sticking to your foundational principles, have a vision first out of the gate of what your brand stands for. Make sure you completely understand what your brand is going to do and what your point of difference is, and be able to easily convey that to all of those inside of your company. And also an understanding from the top down as to how that brand is going to execute. Execution is key. You can't commercialize a product unless you understand your positioning, have those creators who understand how to build great products, and through that, defining a lifestyle of where that product is going to play. And also an understanding of why your brand exists. Why are you out there, and what is your contribution to your community that's different than your competitors? And being able to stick to those principles and be able to not compromise when compromise seems like the easy way out. You'll see many of these brands that have lasted generations, and they've been through tough times and haven't compromised. And as a result, on the back end, they've been rewarded as a result of not having compromised their principles as a brand and what they stand for. They can come out the back end of a storm and know that their loyal community, followers, creators, and those inside the four walls of their company, that they stuck to their vision and proud for having done so. So what makes a great brand? Well, we've talked about many principles here, but being able to first and foremost have a vision understand your vision, and then structure your vision with foundational pillars around product, culture, positioning, and great creators that are continually backed, understanding that they are the ones that are going to set the path to your future success, and not compromising along the way and ensuring that in whatever you do, you're selling a lifestyle that matches your product vision and execute that seamlessly. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.